All right, guys, welcome to Six Pack Sessions. Six beers, six topics, and 60 minutes. I'm Mac. I'm here with Harold.
Hey, guys.
And Ginger.
Hi.
Yeah, that's when you say hello, whatever. Today's our first podcast with a name and a theme song. That's not going to be our official theme song.
And sober.
And sober, but we're going to fix that. listen.
What's that you're drinking today, Mac? Yeah.
I don't know. The Budweiser Copper Lager.
Yeah, it's just leftover from last week.
Yeah. I left my wallet at the house, and we went to eat, and I couldn't get any
alcohol. So Mac's driving without a license on Halloween.
I didn't even think about it. Happy Halloween, by the way. It is Halloween. It's October 31st today. You won't listen to this until God knows when.
Maybe
we should just go ahead and upload all three of them to something to where people can start listening.
SoundCloud, something like that?
At least on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. And another thing, this is business, not necessarily podcast stuff, but anytime we record, go ahead and just send them to us.
Oh, yeah. I meant to do that last week.
But you didn't.
Yep, sure didn't.
Last week was rough anyway.
Last week was rough. We were all pretty drunk and didn't really know what we were doing, much like this week. It'll get better, guys. I promise.
We just need to get like a brainstorming session.
That's what we meet
up one day before the actual podcast.
We don't even
podcast.
Have to meet up. We'll just talk in the group chat and just that we made for
that
reason.
I think it would
reason.
Be better though if we met up.
Y'all can come to my house whenever. I'm very lonely.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I am too also.
All right, Harold, what are we going to talk about today?
So our first topic of the podcast is going
we
to
might
be.
Not do six topics because we still don't have a wheel and we'll do our best.
So the first one we're gonna talk about is the new game that just came out, Red Dead Redemption 2,
that none of us has played yet.
None of us have played it, but from what
we're
I've
all
heard,
very excited.
It looks amazing. I don't even have a PS4 anymore, but
I'm probably gonna get one.
I'm thinking about getting one. Just
I've
for
spent
that
2 days downloading it and it's still not done, so
it's a big game, man.
It's 96 gigs.
Jeez. Yeah, it's huge. It's two discs, huh? Or you got it on your?
I got it on my off the web.
Scott got the discs, and it is two discs. One is strictly for uploading or downloading, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
putting it on your PlayStation.
I was strictly a download guy when I had my PS4, so I think that I'd probably just download it. But still, it takes just as long.
Hey
so.
Man, you can get the terabyte combo. $3.99
dude,
for a pro and
don't even do that. Just get a regular PlayStation, go to Best Buy and buy an external hard drive because they're always on sale.
Already have an external hard drive?
I got a 4 gig external hard drive for $100.
Gig or 4 terabytes?
4 terabytes, I'm sorry.
I was about to say, I was like,
four gigs.
I got ripped off. No, it's 4 terabytes for $100. It was $200 and 50% off.
Yeah, I should probably do that, but my PlayStation's about to crap out anyway, so.
Yeah, you gotta have that little fan next to it, huh?
Yeah. Games. Like God of War, I had to run a fan on it because the fan would overheat.
It's too hot.
That's crazy. I've never heard of, well, Hayden's was like that too. So.
And then it would shut off and say it's too hot. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm super excited for Red Dead. Like it's insane the detail it goes into. Like,
oh man,
the weirdest thing that I can think of off the top of my head is how the horses the horse's testicles shrink whenever you go into the colder climates.
Are you
and
serious?
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard of. Yeah.
That's the first I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how much detail goes into it.
I haven't really looked anything up about the game, honestly.
I watched like a 29 things you should know before you get the game list on
29?
Yeah, it was just little things.
How long was this video?
Like 20 minutes.
See, I didn't even play the first Red Dead Redemption.
I played the first one a little bit, and I loved it, and I got rid of my PlayStation.
I played it for like a week in Starkville, actually. I forgot about that. Me and Austin played it for about a week and then
Austin Kraft?
Yep.
I lived with him.
Me too.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he did.
Kinda.
Him and Vincent. No.
Vincent
was
Vincent.
Oh yeah, Vincent was there.
Yeah.
Didn't live with Vincent, not mad at that.
Yeah, you don't want to live with him.
Yeah. Vincent's kind of a terrible house guest.
He's kind of just terrible.
We all hate Vincent.
And he stinks like
hope he listens to this.
Stinks like
anyway, the thing about Red Dead that I'm excited for is the being able to grow your beard. And
yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
I'm just never cutting my beard.
So they go.
Yeah.
Until it hits the ground.
In real life or?
Both. Yeah. On the game and in real life. This drink is real good.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Super it's lager. Like the smoothest beer.
Yeah. It burns on the way down too, like a whiskey or a bourbon.
I didn't notice it last week, but I still have mine sitting here.
Hey, it's really good though.
I'm not mad at it.
You want to go into detail about it?
talking about Red Dead. We talked about this earlier, but the video of the guy punching the horse, that was so funny. Because it was like when you get the game and you don't know how the controls work, and the guy gets off the horse and he accidentally punches it in the mouth. The horse kicks him in the head and kills him. I laughed for like 15 minutes. I watched it like 8 times.
There is something that I've noticed from watching like people on Twitch play and stuff, is that the horse is like crazy. Like it glitches a lot. Well, I've seen a lot of stuff of like...
Well, it's a new game.
It's a big game that just came out too.
But it's just kind of crazy how I haven't really seen much of anything else glitching. It's just been the horse, really.
Yeah.
So like I saw a video of this guy trying to sneak up on this deer to kill it.
And the horse comes out of nowhere.
And the horse comes flying over his head, doing flips through the air and smacks the deer. And then
Did he kill it? All right, got it.
I was
the
like,
horse
what
is a better hunter than he is. So.
Obviously, he can do the ring.
Did the horse live through this?
I don't know. I didn't go that far in the video.
Oh, come on, man. You got to have research done for this thing.
My thing is it multiple horses or is it one horse throughout the whole thing?
I think
you can get more horses. Yeah.
Because like
you can lose a horse. You can lose a horse in that game apparently.
And then you have to walk everywhere.
And then you got to find another horse or steal another horse or buy another horse.
Because that map is actually kind of big.
It's the biggest open world game they've ever made.
Is it Rockstar?
Every open world game says that.
Or like in general, because The Witcher is huge.
If that's bigger than like Grand Theft Auto, then that's kind of crazy because Grand Theft Auto was big.
It had multiple
areas. And you had cars and airplanes.
Yeah, and I hated flying. I even like to go to the top of the map from the bottom, like in an airplane. I hated it. I'd just be like, I do not have to go on.
Well, imagine riding a horse.
Freak.
That sounds walking. Terrible. Is there not like a fast travel?
And not like, until like halfway through the game.
Damn.
From
man.
The research I've done.
I've done no research.
You can take a horse-drawn cab.
That's what
cab.
I was thinking. I was like, they should.
It's probably like on Skyrim when you get in the cab and it like just flashes you to the place.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, fast travel, but
I saw
you
got to
pay for it.
But you got to pay for it. It's like $10, which is a lot of money in that game, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I saw it because someone I was watching, they had like a lot of money, supposedly, but really they only had like $24,000. And I was like, that's really not a whole lot, but I guess it is.
A whole lot?
Yeah, when you know.
Well, back in the day, that was a
hamburger's
lot.
Only a nickel.
Yeah.
A penny. Coke was a cent.
Ooh, I got some Snapchats.
Yeah, I saw somewhere, you said that about Skyrim, and I just thought about something else I saw on Reddit was a guy was like, Red Dead Redemption is just Yeehaw Skyrim. And I just died, man.
Pretty much.
Rootin' tootin', cowboy shooting too.
Yeah, man.
From the same makers of Wheelie Steely Automobile.
I didn't see that one. That's funny. All right. Are we done talking about this or we want to keep going? What's the next thing on the list?
Rockstar sponsor us.
Like the drink?
Either or.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But
we're not picky.
That was me and the people that made the game.
Anyone in general.
Yeah, anyone, please sponsor.
Hey, Chandelier Brewing Company. What, you didn't tell them what you were drinking, Harold.
Slurp. I was never asked. Okay, I am drinking the Chandelier Freemason Golden Ale. It's actually like one of my favorite beers.
What is Chandelier?
What is Chandelier?
Yeah.
It's a brewing company out of Gulfport.
Hey, local source. Hey, Chandelier.
Yeah, give us a call. I'll give you my business card next time I go over there.
It's good stuff.
I say next time, but it'll be the first time.
Oh.
They have a nice little bar in their brewery.
I honestly could probably talk to a girl I used to talk to, and she used to work there.
What's her name?
Kelsey.
I don't know.
I'm not saying last name. Yeah, I don't think I remember.
We'll get to that. We got social media now, so maybe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I made emails.
Dang, Harold's two beers down. Let's
Jesus.
Go.
Jesus. Well, I guess it's
only one, but in a margarita too.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Harold,
next topic. Harold at restaurants.
Oh wait!
Oh, no.
Someone asked me what I'm drinking.
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking, brother?
I'm drinking a Yingling traditional lager.
Traditional.
Oldest brewery in America.
Is it really?
Yep.
It says it on the box.
I also didn't know that.
Based out of Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
What is it like? 1777?
Something like that.
I don't drink Yingling enough to know.
Yingling.
Yingling.
Okay. Cool. That sounds good. I have one of those too because you gave it to me.
1829.
So Harold, at this restaurant we went to, ordered a mango margarita and then complained about it being chunky the whole time.
Yeah. Apparently it wasn't blended enough. I
mean, okay, that's not the case.
Or didn't have enough fluid.
It was chunky, but it was weird because it was like a more of an icy. So because like,
it was a frozen margarita.
No. Okay. Yes.
A frozen blended margarita.
So we go to this place, or I went to this place often. Usually theirs are like more liquid than frozen. And so this one, every time that you'd start drinking out of it, you could literally pull the... Yeah, sponsor us.
Jose. In Mexico.
Yeah.
So every time I drink out of it, I could pull the straw up and there'd be a chunk of ice on the end of my straw. And then I have to put it back in and stir it up and drink it again and keep doing that over and over and over.
Or maybe if you would drink it like a normal person and not chug the damn thing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry that it was good.
That happens with me at any frozen drink, man.
Yeah.
It happens with me with anything.
If I go that's to Starbucks you get it on and the get rocks, a Frappuccino. Man.
God damn it. Yeah. That's not... Mm-mm.
I just...
Hey, I enjoy a good Frappuccino, man.
I can tell. Yeah.
I get a shot of espresso in there.
I just drink.
Feel a little bit better about myself, but
you basic bitch. Anyway, so yeah, you get a margarita on the rocks.
All right, I'll do that.
Salt all around that rim.
All that rim.
Trey.
No.
Anyway, no, I'm done. Copyright laws. We can't sing that song.
Yeah, we can't. Sorry.
But yeah, then he didn't order any food. He just got.
Cheese dip,
which they never brought it out to him, and he refused to say anything about it.
Tell me your logic behind not asking for what you ordered.
I didn't care that much. I just honestly didn't care that much, okay? I wasn't that hungry. I had already eaten like two of the fucking bowls of chips.
Yeah, we had a lot of chips.
Like, I ate two of them by myself pretty much, and I was like, yeah, that's okay.
Did David throw up in the parking lot afterwards?
I heard it.
Hey, don't say that about El Patron's. Don't put that back.
No. Well, David ate too much is what it was. I had the same thing he did.
I heard something. I didn't know what it was.
I think he was just joking.
Yeah, I think it was too.
All right, cool.
No, because he spit afterwards. I'm pretty sure he threw up. But
Oh, we're not saying that about you, El Patron.
No. We love El Patron's, and we'll go back every day if we have to.
It's located on Highway 57.
Across from the shed, which sucks.
Yeah, shed sucks.
Fuck the shed.
Yeah, fuck the shed.
Sponsor.
No.
Fuck the shed. I would take it. Fuck the shed.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I wouldn't. If I wanted to sponsor us, I would quit.
I don't have a problem with the shed.
I wouldn't quit, but I'd say, fuck the shed.
Yeah, fuck the shed.
I've never had a problem with the shed. I think they're pretty good.
Their food sucks.
Their barbecue sucks, man. It's not barbecue.
It's not terrible.
It's not good. Would you rather go to the shed or Murky Waters?
Murky Waters.
Would you rather go to the shed or any other barbecue place ever?
What about Dickie's?
I actually like Dickie's a lot.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. See?
I actually like Dickie's a whole lot. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a...
You got the free ice cream, boy?
Oh, yeah, you can't beat that.
My thing is, that is a... What's it called?
Chain.
It's a chain, and it's good.
It's still better than the shit.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay. All right, y'all win.
Okay, good. We knew we did.
The shed never seasons their food anyway.
No, they rely on that sauce, and the sauce isn't good. Yeah. Anyway, okay, we're done bashing the shed for now. So,
we'll talk about that more in another episode.
Right, but right now we're going to talk more about Harold at the restaurant.
Come up eventually.
So Harold proceeds to not say anything about his cheese dip, and then he gets his check, and cheese dip's on there. And he goes, ma'am, you charged me for the cheese dip that I didn't get.
Which y'all thought I wouldn't do for some reason. You're like, no, you're still going to pay for it. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not paying for it if I didn't eat it or get it.
I didn't think you'd pay for it, but...
I mean, you
just made the situation a lot harder by not saying, hey, ma'am, I don't have my cheese dip. From the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, I figured she wasn't going to charge me for it, honestly.
Oh, she obviously forgot about something.
She forgot about all of it.
Yeah, so.
And the thing is, she wrote it on the ticket already, so. They use handwritten tickets. They don't ring it up on a cash register.
She wrote it down and forgot.
Okay, I haven't worked in a restaurant in a long time, man.
At a restaurant. I know how it works.
I know me and Ginger have, so.
You worked at a restaurant?
I was a dishwasher.
Where?
Longhorn and Olive Garden.
I did know that. I forgot all about that.
Yep.
Interesting.
I ran the
long
dish machine.
Long story short.
DMO is what they called me. Dish machine operator.
DMO.
That could be your wrestling name.
DMO.
They called me the hydro... Oh, shit. I forgot what it was.
Water filler.
No, it was like hydro ceramic engineer.
Dishwasher?
Yeah.
When I used to pick corn at my grandma's farm, I put on my first resume that I was an agricultural inspection and selection.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. That's how you do it, man.
And they were like, what does this mean? I was like, I picked corn for my grandma.
Did you get paid for it?
Yeah, we got 10 cents an ear. When we sold it, we went to go sit in front of H.P. Davis grocery and sell it.
Nice.
We make like $100 a day.
Oh, dang. 10 cents an ear? That's a lot of money. That's
not bad at all.
Well, that's a lot of the corn. Thing is H.P. Davis was selling it for like corn that they had got shipped in for 30 cents an ear.
So y'all were selling it for 10?
In their parking lot.
Did they let that happen?
Yeah.
That's why they went out of business and burned down.
No, that's a long story, too.
Bad business right there.
Nope, that's not what happened. It was that's when Craig run it, and Craig was awesome. He didn't give a shit about nothing outside.
Hell yeah.
He's like, they'll buy corn from y'all and come in and get everything else from us, because all y'all have is corn. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, yeah, that's all we need to sell. Anyway, I was like... 10
still
years old.
$100 for a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. Like, I never had $100 as a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
So you had to go sell it for her, too?
Yeah.
Did she get any of the money?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So you got, like, what, $20?
Just depends on how long it took me that day.
So if
it wasn't, like, a set thing.
Oh, so
it was mostly like...
It was if your grandma felt bad for you.
Right.
Sitting out in the hot sun all day.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like it's easier to sell corn as a kid, though, because you can be like, please buy this corn set.
No, because everybody knew me and my sister, and they were like, what's up, Carrie, and what's up, Mac? And I was like, hey man, you want to buy some corn? They're like, nope.
No, thanks.
Go screw you, cut off, kid.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, but anyway, that's how Harold is in a restaurant. We'll talk about more people at restaurants in the next episodes.
I'm very passive. Okay, that's what it is, and I can't help it.
And you want to be a professional wrestler.
My thing is I'm indecisive at restaurants.
That's different, okay? I can make myself someone else. I'm very good at being traumatic. So.
Traumatic or dramatic?
Both.
He can cause trauma or he can cause drama. What do you want?
Oh, that's a good tag. I love it. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
All right, what are we talking about next?
Was gingers.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't have a subject. Let me see.
I thought you did.
Come to me last.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. Have y'all seen The Greatest Showman?
Nope. Negative.
Nope, no. I have not.
Do y'all like musicals?
No. I do.
I don't.
Hey, what's wrong with you, Harold?
I like music. I don't like musicals. If I'm watching a movie, I want to watch a movie. Not
anyway,
like
okay, well, this will be a short topic then. They're coming out with a reimagined version of the soundtrack for it, and it's got people like Panic at the Disco and the Zac Brown Band and Pentatonix and Pink and Kesha and Kelly Clarkson. And
he
it's
had
gonna
me
be
the first two one, and then the first two ones. He had me the first two, and then after that, it's just
the
like,
first two ones.
That thing.
The first
what
both.
Was, what was the first
the
two?
First
Panic at the Disco, Zac Brown Band, Pink.
No, Zac Brown wasn't.
Pentatonix.
Kelly Imagine Clarkson. Dragons was before that, so that's where you were at. Panic at the Disco and Imagine Dragons.
Oh, I didn't hear you say Imagine Dragons.
I didn't.
I thought you did.
Nope.
Maybe I'm imagining things.
Ooh, clever. Ooh. No, Imagine Dragons is not on it. Kesha is on it. I'm very excited about that.
I like Kesha.
I love Kesha.
I'm cool with that. I'm not going to say I like it, but I'm cool with that.
You don't like Kesha?
Kesha's a fire.
I will say that I definitely bought TikTok as a kid on iTunes. TikTok
on the clock.
I used to listen to every album she had.
I'm just saying, like,
I still have it on my Spotify playlist.
I'm saying,
Jesus on my necklace.
I spent like real money to buy her shit. So
I stayed up till midnight one time to buy a Taylor Swift album on iTunes. 22? No,
how are you going to make fun of him for drinking a Frappuccino red. If you fucking
make fun of him? I just called him a basic bitch. I didn't say I wasn't one either.
That's the same.
That is true.
That's the same album, by the way. 22 is on that album. Red album.
No, it wasn't red. It was like Sparks Fly.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah, man.
Is that like Tim McGraw? Like the one with Tim McGraw?
No, I think it was like two after that one.
That's like country. That's still country Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I have no clue what's going on right now.
Yeah, because you don't appreciate music.
No, I definitely appreciate
I don't think
music.
You do.
Well, you don't like Taylor Swift, man?
Not
You're
really.
Not a Swiftie?
No.
Oh, man.
You don't like to get Swifty?
Oh, my God, don't. Don't do that.
What? Just merging two pop culture things
like,
together?
I don't like that. I don't like that.
That's a Rick and Morty reference, Ginger. Do you watch Rick and Morty?
Nope.
We all got to get on the same page. This is going to suck. This podcast is going to suck if we don't like the
Dan
same shit.
Harmon, though.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I can't wait for Harmon Quest. The next Harmon Quest is going to be hilarious.
The bad thing is they're only 20 minutes long. How hard is it to pop them out, man?
Well, they all do other things. They're all famous. Well, kind
of. Dan Harmon don't do shit. You know, that man just sits around his house.
I found out that he actually produced whenever Tenacious D played on the VMAs a long ass time ago. He produced that. And it was funny as hell. And I was
did
like,
you learn
shit.
That on Hot Ones?
Yeah, I did. I love Hot Ones.
Oh, is Dan Harmon on? No,
Tenacious D was on there and they talked about it. Yeah. It was hilarious.
I didn't know that he did that, though.
I didn't know you watched Hot Ones.
I watched every episode of Hot Ones.
Sponsor us.
I watch Hot Ones also. Man, first we feasted on doing their own shit. They're not going to sponsor
it. Well, I mean, like, they can have us. I'll eat hot wings.
Dude, I will too. If it's on that show, I'll do it.
I'll eat all
so 10. We could plug this.
I'll eat 10 of the hottest ones.
I will die, but I'll do it.
Let's put the last
dab. The last dab.
Oh, yeah, let's put the dab, that final dab on each one. Yeah.
Please, no.
I'll do that if he puts us on it. Sean Evans?
I'll probably die after the second one, but I'll keep
you going. You don't do spicy food?
I do, but, like, I'm not good at it.
Oh, I'm not either, but I would do that for the publicity.
So my dad is huge into the spicy food, so I eat it all the time, but it's just like
you after need to a certain formulate bit, your colon to where it
it's not my colon, it's my mouth.
Oh. That's too.
Weird. That was weird. It came out really weird, but
it's
yeah.
The other
yeah, it's the other end of my body.
It's the other end of the digestive tract.
There you go.
All right. Well, I guess we got real off topic there.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the
Dan Greatest Harmon. Showman.
No, we were talking about the Greatest Showman soundtrack, and then we talked about your colon mouth. poop mouth.
Poop mouth.
Poop mouth.
We went a little crazy with that one.
That was way out there.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how long we've been recording either. Do you have a timer on your...
It's been about 30 minutes.
Okay. Let's talk about my fucking neighborhood turning into a mob outside.
Yeah. It's nuts.
It's fucking crazy, man.
It's Halloween. It's Halloween. And Ginger lives next to a bougie neighborhood.
Bougie.
And then people just park their cars in the middle of the street, I could walk down the middle of the street.
Yeah, that's what it gets me. Everybody's walking next to
it's
the sidewalk.
It's madness, man.
In the road. Just get your feet in the sidewalk and walk. It's
they
a sidewalk.
Just don't care.
This would be my first neighborhood I've actually lived in, like where houses are close to each other.
I mean, I lived in a trailer park, so.
Oh, yeah. They're real close to each other there, huh?
Very close.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I know how it is.
So it's kind of hard to imagine what everybody goes through on Halloween until you've actually just experienced it.
As a homeowner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to go outside.
Yeah, all these costumes are scary.
Yeah, some kid scared the shit out of me today. He's wearing a ghost face mask, which is the Scream Killer.
Yeah, yeah.
He was standing on one side of the mailbox. I thought it was like a statue or like a doll.
Oh, my God.
I round the corner to the other side of the mailbox. The motherfucker moves, and then there's a Slender Man guy with a white jumpsuit standing up right beside him, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? It's still 4 o'clock in the evening. I mean, Halloween hadn't even started yet.
These kids should still be in school. I don't know what time school gets out.
I was literally scared. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, my God. Dude, speaking of scary costumes, at Voodoo Fest this weekend, there's some scary
that's one of our topics.
That's one of his topics. We didn't go to the Voodoo Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I just saw some creepy-ass costumes. I actually also saw some really cool costumes, too. But literally our first, like, 5 minutes of being there, we walked up to see the Revivalists, and a guy walks up wearing a full clown costume with a scary-ass clown thing on. I don't do clowns, really.
I don't like clowns, either.
They don't scare me that bad, but, like...
Nobody likes clowns.
If I can avoid a clown, I'm going to.
Yeah exactly.
Nobody likes clowns.
But he walked straight at us.
Joe Dirt's mom likes clowns.
Well, she's a terrible person.
She is.
So this guy walked straight at me, and it was just scaring the shit out of me. And I don't think that he, like, realized what he was doing, but it scared the shit out of me until I realized that his girlfriend was, like, next to me. You okay?
No.
Do you need us?
Went down a little bit wrong that time.
Went down a lot of bit wrong. I breathed that beer in.
So yeah, it just scared the shit out of me. And that was, and then of course Marilyn Manson was playing. So like, I saw some creepy shit. Yeah,
Marilyn Manson was playing.
Yeah,
Saturday night.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah,
I went just to see that.
I saw him from a distance.
See, I wouldn't want to be in the crowd though.
No.
I'm not that big of a fan.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I saw him from a distance.
Are y'all going to acknowledge my Marilyn Manson
impression? Yeah, you're doing the whole beautiful people thing from SmackDown. We know.
The beautiful people. The beautiful
people. He did play that.
It's all vanity to the size of your stick.
He's talking about a dick.
I know.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never like thought about the lyrics really. So.
Can't smell your own shit on your knees.
Oh.
Anyway.
You didn't do the.
Well, I don't have backup singers.
The beautiful people. Right. The beautiful people. So when he's playing, there's some crazy ass people there.
Yeah.
And but altogether, it was a fun weekend. Saw some pretty cool costumes, like I said. Saw plenty of wrestling costumes.
Shit, I lost my train of thought. I had an idea in my head.
Yeah, try to get it back while you're still talking.
Well, we kind of went on a Marilyn Manson kick.
Yeah, it'd be like that. So, yeah, we ended up seeing just, like, some really good bands playing. Like, Arctic Monkeys were there. That was so good. I never saw them.
Modest Mouse was there, too. Huh?
Modest Mouse was never really fucking good.
I saw them at Hangout and. Mumford and Sons. You were there too.
I was supposed to see them. Something happened. Someone got a little too. I don't know a good way to say this.
Did you get high?
Yeah, I got high. Okay. Oh, I got very high.
I thought it was something sensual.
with another person.
No.
I thought it was.
I just got really high, and we were like, we should probably go somewhere and try to get out of the sun.
Uh-huh. Who'd you miss?
Modest Mouse.
You've already seen them before, huh?
Before then, no. But now
You didn't see them at Hangout when we are all there at the same time?
That's what I'm saying. Like, at Hangouts when
that
I missed
them.
I saw them this time.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about this.
Yeah.
No. I haven't smoked weed in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
It's bad for you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it. Maybe.
Sponsor it alters the mind. Marijuana.
Marijuana, sponsor us.
Joe Miller.
Joe.
Hey, I'd take money from Joe.
Yeah, I would too. I'd take money from anybody at this point. I don't have my wallet on me, so I'd.
Yeah, I believe it.
And a Mississippi license.
I don't have anything. I'm going to get pulled over. I'm drinking.
That's not a good mixture.
If I get pulled over on Halloween with no license, I'm going to jail.
You probably shouldn't admit that on a podcast.
I'm drinking and driving.
I'm not
everyone.
Driving yet. I'm only having these two beers.
Yeah, so.
There's more in the fridge.
I'm not drinking anymore after this, so I don't have my license.
Oh.
And it's Halloween.
Well, that's not going to make it any better if you get pulled over.
I won't be drunk. We'll have a whole other podcast after this. Listen to Taking a Slam.
Yeah. Taking a Slam. Wrestling.
Coming up right after this.
Three regular
It's like a radio
Joes.
Show.
Three regular Joes talking about wrestling.
Yeah. Taking a Slam. It's a shitty podcast about wrestling.
Joe Anua. Is that what his last name is?
Who?
Roman Reigns? Joe Anua?
Yeah. Anua.
He's from like Hawaii or something too.
He's some fucking.
What did David say earlier about fighting leukemia?
I'm
going
to fight leukemia in the ring on Saturday. I'm going to kick his ass.
Yeah, why is leukemia got to be a dude?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Roman Reigns isn't going to beat a woman's ass.
Yeah, he might. Right. I don't know him that well.
He might. Yeah, we don't know what his home life's
like. He'll do anything Vince McMahon tells him to do.
Yeah, he will.
Vince McMahon tried to kiss his own daughter one time.
He did.
This is for the other podcast. We're going to stop talking about wrestling now. This always happens.
It does.
Hey, listen really to Take a Slam if you like a shitty podcast about wrestling.
It's not really shitty. It's
and
just
Vince
funny
McMahon
to say that.
Talking about Vince McMahon kissing his daughter and stuff. So
yeah, we probably won't talk about that too much.
Probably not.
I'm definitely going to make you spit your beer out on your computer and your microphone at one point.
It's going to happen.
That's my goal from here on out.
So who all went to Voodoo Fest with you there, Harold?
It was me, Ben, Kyle, and
that
his
was
girlfriend.
On a computer. Mm.
So you had a terrible time.
No, it was actually really fucking great, actually. It was a really good time. We actually, the weirdest thing that I noticed is the biggest crowd for the main stage happened whenever an EDM band was playing. But I realized what it
What?
Fucking EDM.
Oh, yeah, I hate
shit.
That shit.
Well, I know the reason why it happened now is because like they have their own separate like stage for EDM bands, or mm-hmm. we're going to call them EDM artists. I don't know what to call them. EDMers.
They're computerists.
Computerists. I like that.
DJs?
Computerists. No. Computerists.
I mean, they want to be called DJs. We could do it right now. Let's write a hit.
All right. But yeah, so there's Odessa that I was playing. And so everyone from the EDM stage and then everyone from everywhere else in the festival all crowded at this one fucking area, and it was the worst time ever. And then I mean, I just danced and stuff. I didn't give a shit.
You got trapped in the EDM circle?
Yeah. That's kinda... the mosh pit for EDM, the EDM circle. So yeah, it was a fun time though. I had a really good time. Mumford and Sons was there. They were amazing. They made me cry.
I'm not a fan.
Someone told
they're me they're all right, I guess.
Some girl told me her favorite genre was EDM one time, and I stopped talking to her.
Dude, very great decision.
Yes.
For that specific detail, I stopped talking to her. So.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
I stopped
good.
Talking to a girl one time because she was allergic to peanut butter.
Yeah, that's
I love
that's,
peanut butter.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. You can't just
you can't,
you can't
that
risk
time.
That.
I don't even think you were trying to make me laugh while I was drinking.
No, that was a serious.
No, that
I know that's what I'm saying. I was like, you weren't trying to, but I almost did.
That's a serious issue, man.
I mean, like,
really
we
is.
Could like.
I don't think
she,
I'd
any time.
Do it.
Anytime we would talk about like, anytime she would want something like of my drink at the movies, or she wanted to kiss or whatever, she'd be like, "Have you eaten peanut butter in the last 24 hours?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, I eat peanut butter every day." I also stopped talking to her.
24 hours?
Yeah, she was real allergic.
Oh, shit.
Do you remember Rennie?
Yeah. I he's super Rennie allergic, too.
Yeah, so this is the funny. This is the funny story.
I said
story.
Last name. He wouldn't mind us talking about him.
So one time we were riding down the road, I was eating some Boston baked beans. Do you know what those are?
The beans or the candy?
The candy.
I just imagine.
Well, I'm just eating a can of Bush's baked beans.
Not Bush.
Boston. I imagine Boston you just
having Bush's a has a Boston baked bean. I'm almost 100%
I imagine
positive.
You were just having a can of baked beans in your
I
hand.
I thought the same thing. There's something else other than... What is a Boston baked bean?
It's
a
peanut
wrapped in
candy.
Candy.
Yeah.
An M&M.
Yeah, essentially.
But it doesn't have chocolate.
But it's very small and it's really, it's like more sweet than chocolate.
It's like a hard candy shell, but it's not like, it's like granular hard candy. It's not like M&M
cool.
candy.
All right,
so
continue
we're going
your
down the
story.
Road and I'm eating these and I'm like, hey, Rennie, do you want to try one of these? And he's like, yeah. And he puts it in his mouth and we're sitting there driving down the road. And he's like, is this a peanut in it? And I was like,
it
I don't,
is a peanut.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't, well, I'm not going to say I didn't know that because I did know it, but I didn't really, it didn't click in my head that he was allergic.
You
to
didn't
peanuts.
Know he was allergic or you didn't
I
know
did.
There were peanuts?
No, I knew that he was allergic and I knew there was peanuts, but it didn't but click it, in my head. No,
okay.
That, okay. So like he starts eating and he's like, is there peanuts in this? And I'm like, I don't think so. And then I'm like, wait a second. This is fucking peanuts.
This is all it is.
And then,
is
I, was like, and then I start laughing. And then he's like, oh shit, dude. And so he stops the car and gets out and starts spitting and just the fucking craziest thing.
Did he have to like EpiPen or anything?
No, he was fine. It was just, it's a little, it's very small. It's not like a big candy or anything. It's not like a big piece of. Peanut,
yeah, but
I
it's
guess.
Still a peanut. People have like crazy
yeah,
peanut.
I know.
Allergies.
That's the thing is, like, I knew he wasn't going to die from it. That's why
I knew a girl that was allergic to peanut butter and she was allergic to like everything else, like celery. And like, she
David's
was
cousin?
No. This is a girl that I knew from Mississippi State and other stuff. And she was like allergic to peanut butter and celery and watermelon. And I was like, celery
so
and watermelon
they're
is just
97%
water.
Say, water.
You're allergic
to
water?
No,
she's not.
What?
That's not real. She's right,
I think she's lying.
No, she
I think half the people are lying about their allergies.
No.
They just don't like it, so they're like,
she's not lying,
because
I
don't
I've
like
seen
dogs,
it
so I'm going to drink
dogs. Girlfriend
you don't
like,
that. Dogs?
No, I love dogs.
Oh, you're just... okay. Come See, on. I got to pay attention to what y'all are saying. I'm just worried about me.
Vincent's
right
ex-girlfriend, I'm not going to name her name, but Harold knows who I'm talking about. She would say she was allergic to everything. She at one point said she was allergic to soy. But then she would go to sushi restaurants and eat soy sauce.
Yeah.
She would go to Thai restaurants and eat their food, which has soy in it. Well, she would also say she was allergic to sesame seeds, which is all Thai food has sesame seeds in it. Yeah.
That's like lactose intolerant people being like...
I'm lactose intolerant, but I still eat the fuck out of it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll just shit my brains out later.
Yeah. I'll just have
it's some
gas.
It's worth it.
Exactly. But I do get what you're saying. It's like if they're allergic to soy and it could possibly kill them, but then they're like, all right, I'm going to go eat it anyways, which doesn't make sense. Obviously, they're not actually.
Exactly.
I used to, when them. I was little, I was allergic to eggs. And if I was still allergic to eggs, I'd be so sad because I love eggs. All right, we're going to move on. How much time we got left or how much time are we at?
We got 20 minutes.
All right, let's do some would you rathers. I've wanted to do those.
Ooh,
hey.
I just pulled up a list and I haven't looked at them yet, so we're just going to go off of them.
All right, let's see.
Right. Would you? No, that one's not funny.
Well, you really messed this intro up there, yep. man.
No, I said I was going to do all of them because I haven't read any of them, but I did read one of them we're going to do because it kind of has to deal with tonight and what happened. It was, so would you rather accidentally be responsible for the death of a child or accidentally be responsible for the death of three adults?
Three adults.
Is it a shithead kid?
See, I just did that one because of Halloween, and we just drove through a horde of children.
Oh my god!
And I told Ginger I'd give him a doll for every kid he hit.
Oh my god!
And he said he didn't want to go to prison. And
I said they the would, prison wasn't worth the dollar.
So I said they would just kill you on the spot.
Yeah, I'd probably get executed.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Jesus.
Anyway, I don't want to do either of those.
If it's a shithead kid, I'd shoot the kid.
These aren't funny. These are just like actual conversation starters. Like, would you rather your shirt be two sizes too big or one size too small all the time?
That's good.
Two sizes too big.
Yeah.
I'd like comfortable more than...
I mean, like, I wear a shirt that's kind of a size too big for me anyway to be comfortable. So I guess if I went down one, it'd just be normal.
Yeah, this is an XL right now. Carrie and David.
There's someone else.
Yeah, there's somebody else, too.
Someone came in. I don't know who it was. But, so, I remember when in college.
Let me investigate.
Let's finish the podcast. Right? Oh.
That last year I was in college is when I started going from a large to an extra large. So, I had pictures.
Gains.
No, not in the good way, either. So I was like looking at old pictures of when I went to Las Vegas. That's whenever I was my biggest. And I was looking at these pictures and I was wearing a large shirt in those. And I was like, why did I not get an extra large shirt? What the fuck is wrong with me? So my answer is definitely two sizes. Definitely two sizes too big.
Yeah, you look like a sausage stuffed in there.
Whenever it wasn't that bad, but it was getting there. It was getting there, though.
I guarantee you didn't gain as much weight in college as I did.
Oh, I gained 40 pounds.
I gained 70 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I gained 50.
I went from 190 pounds to 260 pounds.
Yeah. I went from
in a year.
See, my thing is, I was still working out. I was still
I didn't.
Playing intramurals.
I just ate pizza and drank beer.
I still gained 40 pounds.
That is, didn't do shit. I drank beer a lot. I went from drinking beer like never to drinking beer like almost every night.
But then once I got out of college, I lost it all.
Yeah, same.
Now I'm looking fit and firm.
All right, here's some funny ones.
Yeah.
Would you rather swim 300 meters through shit? Through dead bodies?
I would definitely do dead bodies.
Ooh.
Really?
That sounds terrible, but I cannot stand shit. And it's funny because I deal with that shit. I deal with shit at work all the time. Like, not even joking around, but like, I seriously have to do like samples on shit at work.
Hey, dude, I deal with shit too.
Yeah, but
fresh shit.
No, that's the thing is mine's not fresh, so it smells way worse, I feel like.
I don't know. What are you doing?
I'd choose the shit.
I probably would too, man. Have you ever seen a dead body?
No. I've seen a couple dead bodies.
I have too. It freaked me out a lot.
I was a painter
in a hospital, and they rolled a dead body by me, and I had to go home. It scared me that much.
I've actually
cleaned a dead body up. Somebody who died when I was working.
Ginger's a nurse, by the way. I just want you guys to know that.
Cleaned up a dead body, covered it up.
Ginger's a janitor at a school.
I covered it up.
We can't actually tell you what Ginger is. I'm sorry.
He's a nurse. I'm a game tech. I don't know what you do, Harold.
I am a laboratory technician.
I'm a game tech. We're techs. Are you a tech of any kind, Ginger?
Nope.
Just
registered
a nurse.
Registered nurse.
All right, cool. No techs.
Registered nurse tech. That came out really weird.
Registered
nurse
tech.
I don't want to be a tech.
I drink a lot of beer techs since I've been sitting here,
don't make money.
They're like a CNA.
I don't know what that means.
Certified nursing assistant.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're like my assistant.
My mom is a CNA, actually. So that's pretty cool. I'd hate to be in your position, though, because that sucks.
Because they clean all the shit for
real. This one's appropriate. Let's end on this one. How about that?
Okay.
Hey.
Would you rather eat no candy at Halloween or no turkey at Thanksgiving?
No candy at Halloween.
I'd rather eat no turkey at Thanksgiving.
What the fuck?
There's so much other good stuff at Thanksgiving.
That's what I got to say about that.
Yeah, but...
there's so much other good stuff.
Turkey is like the iconic meat of choice.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about the day after. You don't want to make a leftover turkey sandwich?
I don't eat leftovers. I don't fuck with leftovers.
What?
Okay, that's crazy.
You're insane. I live on leftovers. I took all that stuff home from camp meeting, and I've still eaten it.
Still eating?
That's probably not good for you.
It was frozen.
As a microbiologist,
it was frozen.
That's not good for you.
It was frozen.
If it's frozen, that's okay.
You froze just it? Leaving it. Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were just leaving it out.
Yeah. There's chili and baked beans and stuff left over, and it's still in bags, and I thawed out, and I eat chili.
Put
it
so in bags. after Thanksgiving, or like if you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, and you're eating the turkey, or if you don't eat the turkey, then how are you going to fall asleep if you don't have any hemoglobin from the turkey?
Well, it's actually
it's hemoglobin.
It is fake, and it's tryptophan.
It's everything. It's turkey.
There's not enough tryptophan in a turkey to put you asleep.
Yeah, it's a very minute amount. It's actually
I'm not lying.
It's actually
it's
more,
on your head.
Don't believe the, don't
it's
believe
more
the
of like a glucose crash.
Yeah, I just ate a bunch of food at the Mexican restaurant. And I felt like I was going to go to sleep. None of it was chicken, not turkey. There's no tryptophan in chicken.
Yeah, there is.
See, nobody can see your face. They all think you're serious.
You're a terrible microbiologist.
Yeah. I was going to say that. I was like, I'm a microbiologist. I know this. I couldn't
that
go through with it.
That has nothing to do with microbiology.
It really doesn't.
Would you rather eat shit that tastes like chocolate or chocolate that tastes like shit?
That's honestly hard.
I thought we were
going to
end it, and I saw that one. I thought it was funny.
That's honestly hard to pick.
I would probably do the shit that tasted like chocolate.
No, I'd eat the chocolate that tastes like shit.
I'm gonna see if you just never know.
Much bacteria and shit.
What if it's
man?
My shit?
No, honestly,
there's E. coli. There's all kind of stuff.
But if it's my shit, I won't get sick from it, right?
Huh?
No, you'll still get sick from it.
No, yeah, you'll still get
you
sick.
Can actually get E. coli.
The only one
in
here, not the medical field, kind of.
You could wipe your ass and then lick your hand and it would fucking transfer.
Don't say stuff like that. That's gross.
Also, if you're infected with any kind of other things like amoebas or anything like that, you can also get it that way. So it's not just bacteria. There's other stuff.
I'll eat the chocolate. It tastes like shit.
Eat the shit, dude. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to get sick. All right, that's enough of this. This has been Six Pack Sessions. We didn't do it like we were supposed to, but we still had fun and we hope you did too. Thanks for listening. If you're still listening, we love you.
Honestly, I think
that's
probably
my part.
If you're still listening, you're a true fan.
He already said it.
And we love you.
There you go.
And we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Maybe. All right, bye.
Bye.
Honestly, that's probably one of the...